Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:03. Bright sunshine. Man, we got that early sunrise. Don't forget, we changed our clocks over the weekend. The time is now 7:03. Oddly, our clocks at the station did not get changed. So we've been off an hour all morning long. It is going to be gorgeous today. Sunny. We'll get to the upper 70s this afternoon. Our top story this morning, the Cowboys are on Monday Night Football tonight. But you might not be able to watch it unless you're like at the game.
Dallas has a date with the Cardinals at AT&T Stadium on Monday Night Football.
Cowboys have played great at home with two wins coming at AT&T Stadium. They haven't been so good on the road. Their offense and defense looking off. Head coach Brian Schottenheimer doesn't have an answer for such a dramatic shift in performance.
Each game is different. I really can't speak to it. We'll dive into that a little bit more over the bye and just kind of see, okay, what is the issue? But I can't really put my finger on it.
Meanwhile, owner Jerry Jones says they have got to be consistent tonight.
Let's just say what's going on here is we're not winning. We're not playing the way we want to be, the way I want to be, the way any of us want to be.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLE.
Okay, and here's the but that Joe was talking about. If you get your television from YouTube TV, you will not see tonight's game because of a dispute between YouTube and Disney over their expired content licensing agreement. Disney is pulling its channels like ESPN, ABC, and FX from YouTube TV. But here's the silver lining. You can listen to the game on 105.3 The Fan.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather. 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Heather Behrens. John Little has the morning off. 17 Texas state constitutional amendments are on the ballot in tomorrow's election, but one race that could be more about bringing gambling to Texas is getting a lot of attention. As KRLD's Russell Scott reports, it's getting big dollar donations.
It's a jungle primary to fill the Senate seat held by Kelly Hancock, who resigned to become Texas controller. In this special election, anybody who signed up appears on the ballot. It's turning into a referendum on gambling. John Huffman wants to put it up for a public vote. 85% of his donations, $1.5 million, have come from the owner of the Dallas Mavericks and Sands Corporation, Miriam Adelson, who has said she'll back candidates who support gambling. gambling. Huffman's opponent is Lee Wamsgans, who's against gambling. She's gotten big donations from the lieutenant governor and from West Texas conservative Tim Dunn. Also on the ballot, Democrat Taylor Remmett, who says if gambling is approved, he wants to make sure it brings good-paying jobs to the state. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Members of the Dallas City Council will hold a special meeting tonight to discuss the future of City Hall.
The building has been in use since 1978, but has years of overdue maintenance. City staffers estimate it could cost between $150 million and $345 million to fix all of the problems. A joint meeting of the Economic Development Committee and the Committee on Finance this afternoon will give council members information on the current state of City Hall, and then they will meet behind closed doors to discuss the possible sale or lease of the building. That would mean finding new offices for those city departments. Two council members are also holding their own meeting to get community input at the Dallas City Hall Auditorium tonight. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A police officer shot this weekend in East Texas, and they're still looking for the guy who pulled the trigger.
Jacksonville police say the officer was responding to a call just before 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon when he was shot. They haven't given details about what the encounter was about, but the officer was flown to a hospital in Tyler, about 25 miles away. They say he had surgery and is now stable, but police say the gunman is still on the loose. You might see alerts on highway message boards or have gotten a note about a blue alert on your phone. They're looking for 64-year-old Bobby Michael Dennis. He's black and was wearing all black clothes. He may be driving a 2012 GMC Sierra. If you see him, police want you to call them, saying Dennis may also have a rifle. A canine officer was also hurt but should recover. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Breaking financial news, Kimberly Clark is buying Tylenol maker Kenvue in an approximately $48.7 billion cash and stock deal, creating a massive consumer health goods company. Clarification offered over the weekend, we now know that the new tests of the U.S. nuclear weapons system ordered by President Trump will not include nuclear detonations. That word, at least, from Energy Secretary Chris Wright on Sunday. Talk about bad timing. YouTube TV drops Disney channels just before the Cowboys' Monday night matchup with Arizona. ESPN and ABC are out. Those are the two channels that carry Monday night football. But 105.3 The Fan still has every snap live on the radio.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This news brought to you by Trajan Wealth. As we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing, I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
And I'm Heather Behrens. We're just 24 days away from Thanksgiving, the time when many of us are thinking about putting up our Christmas tree. But the tallest indoor tree in the U.S. is already going up in Dallas.
The construction of the tree got underway over the weekend. It won't be finished until later this week. It's a tree standing 95 feet tall on the ice skating rink at Galleria Dallas at LBJ Freeway and the Dallas North Tollway. 50 people are needed to construct the tree, which involves 700 branches, each of those a 3-foot to 5-foot tree itself. The tree sits on a 5-ton steel frame. The tree features LED lighting by the same Italian firm that creates the lighted tree at the Vatican. In Dallas, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Some Texas farmers are breathing a sigh of relief.
A short-term agreement struck between the U.S. and China is dialing back a trade war. Part of that deal includes a promise by the Chinese president to purchase 25 million metric tons of soybeans from American farmers. Gary Joyner with the Texas Farm Bureau says this adds some stability to the market.
And we hope it's a positive momentum builder for the rest of agriculture, that additional agreements will be put in place.
He says they feel like President Trump is hearing their concerns. Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller says the state's soybean producers depend on fair markets and strong leadership, and this deal delivers both. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
724, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates, brought to you by Code Launch, the high-octane startup competition. The future of tech is at CodeLaunch.com. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning. Happy Monday. We'll try to get this rally continuing. We ended the week and the month with some strong gains right across the board. NASDAQ and S&P closed higher, in particular on Friday, thanks to Amazon. And we'll see whose turn it is today to lead this market up. But last week, the Dow was up 0.75%. But for the month, the Dow was up 2.5%. It was dwarfed by the gains of the NASDAQ, up close to 5%. We are in day 34 of the shutdown. Tomorrow ties the record. Wall Street's keeping an eye on that. We don't have OPEC to worry about, at least it looks like right now. OPEC announced over the weekend that they're going to hold off on any big production increases for another month or so. So that's not looming, and oil is staying above $60 a barrel. We've got a couple of big deals out there that are being announced. Mega merger Monday. None bigger, however, than Kimberly-Clark. This is the Irving-based company, the kind of quiet, sleepy dividend play that makes Kleenex and Huggies. They're expanding. They're going to pay almost $49 billion to buy out the company that owns Neutrogena and Listerine and Johnson's Baby Care and Band-Aids. Unfortunately, they also make Tylenol, which is kind of like saying we make anthrax. Consequently, Kimberly-Clark stock is getting punished today. It had closed at 119. It looks like right now it'll open around 104. Conversely, Kenvue, the company that was spun off from Johnson & Johnson that owns all that stuff, is sharply higher. Right now, crude's up 2 cents, $61. Gold's up $31 even at 4,027. The 10-year rate rising again, 4.11%. Right now, we look mixed with the Dow down a bit and the NASDAQ up 169. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It's 726 on the KRLD Morning News.
The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas continues to hold as the bodies of more hostages are returned.
Red Cross vehicles carried the remains of 3 additional hostages to Israel, which says they will be examined by forensic experts. In a statement, Hamas said the remains were found Sunday in a tunnel in southern Gaza. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledged the resignation Friday of Israel's top military prosecutor after she admitted she was responsible for leaking a video showing soldiers brutally assaulting a Palestinian detainee at a notorious military detention center. Netanyahu characterizes the fallout from the incident at Sidat Timan as a public relations attack and called for an investigation. Many released Palestinian detainees report frequent beatings by guards and being held for months without charges. I'm Jennifer King.
A federal judge once again blocks National Guard troops from deploying to Portland, at least through Friday. Nick Smith has more.
The judge hinting that she may side with Oregon against the Trump administration, saying that
There is no credible evidence anti-ICE protests in Portland grew so out of control before Mr. Trump federalized the National Guard back in September. She says a final ruling in the case will come no later than Friday. This comes as courts will hear arguments today over the legality of sending the National Guard into Memphis, Tennessee, and keeping 300 troops from West Virginia on patrol in D.C.
The U.S. Supreme Court has been asked to weigh in on this issue. President Trump says the U.S. will not provide Ukraine with long-range Tomahawk missiles at this moment, but adds that his decision could change.
This announcement actually comes after the Pentagon gave the green light to the White House to send those missiles to Ukraine, but left that final decision ultimately up to the White House. And now we're hearing from President Trump saying that's not the plan as it stands. And for months, those weapons are something that Ukraine and the president, of course, Zelensky, have pushed for, saying that they have that range of more than 1,500 miles. And that would really give Ukraine the ability there to hit those deep targets inside Russia. That's why they've been pushing for them.
That's Libby Dean reporting.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.